Hey, hi, this is Rene Godofori. How are you today? I want to talk to you about Nancy. Nancy is the kind of person you don't want around you. And I want to say that you will have a lot of Nancys around you right now. They may be in your family, they may be at work, they may be at church, wherever they are, stay away from them. But first, I have some good news to share with you. The last few weeks have been really busy. I had a chance to keynote some very important conferences. I was in LA keynoting a conference for Mark Victor Hansen. You probably know Mark Victor Hansen by Chicken Soup for the Soul. I mean, chicken soup for this, chicken soup for that, chicken soup for the soul, for everything. Maybe you have a copy of Chicken Soup of the Soul on your bed or around your office or in your room that you intended to read. Anyway, the conference was for speakers and aspiring speakers, the mega speaking empire. I had a chance to share the platform not only with Mark Victor Hansen, but with Brian Tracy. Now, understand, when I first came to this country, I was 21 years old. First, I was a boat carpenter in Miami. I was a janitorial boy in 163rd Mall, picking up leftover food on the floor, mopping the floor. I didn't speak any English whatsoever. In my late 20s, I discovered some of Brian Tracy's materials, tapes and books, and I started reading them. And to me, Brian Tracy was way up there. I mean, rightfully so. I mean, when you are a young immigrant, you don't speak the language, you have zero connection, you have no resources whatsoever, and you're looking at this man. So in my wildest dreams, I never thought one day I'd be able to share the platform with Brian. After my presentation, Brian came to me. He gave me this huge bear hug and he whispered, "I'm just so proud of you." There were so many people at the conference who wanted my time. Some wanted just 5 minutes to talk to me over coffee. Some wanted to meet with me for lunch, breakfast, and dinner. I think I made a mistake. I stayed for the entire conference and I was exhausted. I mean, so many people just coming to me, and I mean, people from all over the world, and sharing their stories, and this man wanted me to be on his board. He's starting a very successful nonprofit organization. And there was this guy who came to me, this Indian man, a doctor, very successful doctor. He gave me his card. He said, "You're going to have to run for senator in Georgia." I said, "Okay, let me think about it." You know what I mean? So I left the conference. I flew back to Atlanta. I keynoted another conference 2 days later in Atlanta. Then I went to Palm Springs, California. That trip was significant to me because I took my mother with me. Mama had never been to California, and she always said to me that I would love to visit California one day. So I bought a ticket and I flew her with me. The lady was so striking. She dressed so impeccable. You should have seen her. Mama had a ball. She walked around the hotel and enjoying all the great things in the hotel and buying stuff. And when at the presentation, it was for 1,500 high-powered mortgage brokers. And Mama was in the audience. I called her. She stood up and they gave her a huge standing ovation. And Mama was crying because, you know, Mama always cries when she sees me speak because she remembers how tough life was for us in Haiti. As you can see in the picture below, that's me on the left and that's my mother on the right, as if you have not figured that out already. You see the line to the left going all the way? So you can't see the end of the line because the camera cut part of the crowd. That's how many people who were waiting in line for me to autograph my books to them. They bought books. Some bought 5, 6, 7 books, 10 books. They bought CDs, DVDs, and I just read my book on CDs. So it's a 6-CD set, word for word. They bought a lot of them. and they were buying for their friends and family as Christmas gifts. Go figure. My mother was also autographing books, because some people say, hey, Mama, I want you to autograph my book. Now, my mother, in her wildest imagination, would never think that one day she'd be in California among 1,500 successful people sitting somewhere, and people would come to take pictures with her and to autograph, you know, having her autograph the books. Now, it's not her book, but it's my book. It's the same thing. It's my mother's book. I mean, that was really great. Now, let me tell you about Nancy, okay? Nancy, a few weeks ago, I went to a funeral for a family member in Connecticut. And they had a lot of people from my village there. Some came from Montreal, Canada. Some came from Miami. Some came from Boston and all over the states. I was mingling with the people, and this young lady came and she introduced herself. She said, my name is Nancy. Are you Renee Godfrey? I said, yes. She said, I wanted to meet you so bad. I want to tell you, I am just so proud of you, because I heard you on a radio show in Miami. I was on a radio show with a guy called Ed Lozama, a very successful radio talk show host in South Florida. And so Nancy went on to tell me, but I am so disappointed. You put our village down, and a lot of the stories you are telling are not true. They are not true. I'm not familiar with all the diseases and poverty and breadfruit and all that you're saying. And I'm trying to keep my composure just to listen to her so that I don't lose my cool, because she's trying to burst my bubble, right? And I say, all right, I'm shaking my head. Fortunately, some of the people from my village who were there, they stood up for me. They put Nancy in her place. Check this out. Nancy told me, oh, by the way, I did call Ed Lozama after the show to tell him that you are lying. The stories you are telling are not the truth. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, somebody would go to that extent to rain on my parade? I just couldn't believe it. Nancy tried to rain on my parade because she doesn't have a parade on her own. Did you ever think about it this way? The people who try to discourage you, the people who try to rain on your parade, is because they don't have a parade. They don't have a dream. They don't have ambitions. They don't have desires. They don't have goals. They don't have a plan for the future. In fact, they have all of the things I just mentioned. Their goals, their dreams, their desires, their ambition is to make sure you never get yours. I'm asking you, I'm begging you to stay away from the Nancys of the world. They will stand on your path. I'm talking about the path to success. Now, you know, me being Mr. Diplomat, Mr. Nice, I kind of smile very politely. You know, I walked away. And later I gave her a copy of my book, and you should see, she was all over me, trying to take pictures with me, trying to get me to autograph her book. But the reason I gave her the book is because I wanted her to read the books to have a more intelligent conversation with me next time, so that she can really know the truth and understand what it was for me. Because you see, Nancy left the village when she was only about 6 years old, and she has never been back to the village. So you can imagine, Nancy didn't know me. Nancy didn't know anything about me, but she had the audacity to call Ed Lozama and say that I'm lying, the stories I'm telling are not the truth. Those Nancys, they are maybe in your family, maybe they are at work, maybe they are some of your friends. I'm telling you, guard your mind. Don't share your ideals, your dreams, your ambitions, your plans, your deep desires with them, because they will destroy. They are the negative people who are there to discourage you. Now, I know business is tough right now. Maybe you own a small business. You have some of those people around. They can't wait to see you close your doors and for you to fail so that they can say, ha, 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 I told him so, or I told her so. Now, every time I am signing off on one of my newsletters, I always say, press on. I do mean it. My friend, don't ever give up. Press on. The boys will give up, but the men will stay and hang in there. The girls will give up, but the women will stay and hang in there. Hey, after all, if so many people are giving up, maybe that will give you more room to succeed. Did you ever think about it this way? All right. Take care and have a great day.